David Shlita. I'd like to say a short of our locha on the mitzvah of Tzvirat Omer. Hopefully, we'll clarify a few difficult mishaburas on the way. Tosfos brings the machlokes Rishonim, and that's how it's packed in Shulchan Aruch. The ikar mitzvah Tzvirat by night, as we know, every night of the Tzvirat Omer between Pesach and Shavuos, one has to count. And the ikar mitzvah by night. Nevertheless, there is a machlokes Rishonim, somebody who forgot to come by night, whether he can come by day. Tosfos in Menachos brings the machlokes Rishonim, Tosfos in Megillah. Basically, the machlokes revolves around one point, that Tzvirat Omer, the Gemara says, is dependent on the Ketzirat Omer, the night of the 16th of Nisan when they were Ketzirat Omer. And the ikar mitzvah of Ketzirat Omer, cutting the Omer, was done by night. There is one Mishnah Menachos which says that for the Eved, if they won't Ketzirat by night, then you can still be Yetzir Ketzirat Omer by day. And according to that, Tosfos says in Menachos, that's why some Rishonim have the opinion that if a person didn't come by night, he can come by day. Other Rishonim disagree. They say the Ikir is either Mishnah Megillah, which says that Ketzirat Omer must be done by night, and if you don't do it by night, it's not kosher by Yom, and that's why Ketzirat Omer must be done by night. And then Tosfos adds that even if you say that for the Eved Ketzirat is okay, that Ketzirat is different because of the Pasuk of Tamimus, as we know. The Pasuk says Tamimus, and Tamimus is only by night. At the end of the day, it's Machlokes Rishonim, somebody didn't come by night, or didn't come by day. And in Shulchan Aruch, we pass in both shittas. The Mechaber says in Toch Pei Tetziv Zayin, Shachach v'lo yibir kol alayla, somebody who wasn't the kind of mitzvah correctly by night, and he forgot to come by night, Yisbo b'yoyim b'loy brocha, he should come by day without a brocha. He should come by day to be yoyim, for those Rishonim who say you can come by day, but he shouldn't make a brocha, because if you make a brocha, it's a chshosh of brocha l'batola. So Mishra Bo explains that we're chayish for those different Rishonim. And in the Shohat Siyum, he brings down those Rishonim who are of the opinion that one can come by day. The Rishonim shows his quotes, that it's kosher by day, and according to them, of course, you can make a brocha, but we don't make a brocha. He brings those Rishonim. Then in brackets, he says, it seems to him that that is a Shittas Rambam as well. Now the Rambam's opinion is also that if one didn't come by night, one can come by day. What's his right that's a Shittas Rambam? So he's got four lines there in brackets where he discusses what's the Shittas Rambam by Ketzirat Sa'imem. And he says, if you look at the Rambam in Perek Zayin, it's Midin Musafim, you'll find that the Rambam says, Ketzirat Omer is kosher by day. According to that logic, if Ketzirat Omer is kosher by day, you can come by day. And maybe that's a Shittas Rambam as well, you can come by day. Then he says, maybe no, maybe there's a Din Tzmimus. That Tosfos says that even if you hold Ketzirat is kosher by day, but there's a Din Tzmimus, he's not 100% sure what the Shittas Rambam is. That's the Shaat Sin in brackets. The Shaat Sin is really a panel. Mamasapala. That he quotes the Rambam in the Perek Zayin where the Ketzirah is kosher by day and the law by day, where the Sefirah is kosher by day. If you look, the Rambam says clearly at the end of Perek Zayin when he discusses the mitzvah of Sefirah Sa'imeh, mitzvah kol ishmi yisrael, you have to come by night, and mitzvah limnis hayomim ashwurus, and mitchilis hayeminin, lefikach moine balaylo, milel shush osa benissen. That's in Halacha Chof Beis. And Chof Gimel says, shochach, beloy mono balaylo is moine b'yom. Shochach, b'loy mono b'alayla, meine b'yem. If somebody forgot to come by night, he should come by day. Rambam says clearly that if Sefirat Omer, although the Ikar mitzvah is by night, that the Rambam says clearly, he goes with those sitters who have shown him, that one can be yetzer by day as well. Somebody didn't come by night, can come by day. And the Chofetz Chaim seems to have forgotten this Rambam, seems to have not seen this Rambam at all, and he seems to go on a different angle, whether Ketzirah goes with Ketzirah, is it kosher, not kosher? What? It's Mefurish from the Rambam, that's the beginning of it. If somebody didn't come by night, should come by day. How come the Chofetz Chaim forgot this Rambam? Difficult to say he forgot the Rambam. The Mikkel by night. Shochach, the Mono by night, they didn't ever join. Why should the Rambam have a Suffolk? We have a Suffolk. We have some Shemitah come with a Bracha, some Shemitah you can't be a Mitzvah. So the Suffolk can't be out of, we count to be a Shemitah without a Bracha. But the Rambam either held Suffolk Kosher by day or not Kosher by day. L'chaya. The Rambam didn't have a Suffolk, we have a Suffolk. Either you're Yotz the Mitzvah, you're not Yotz the Mitzvah. The Rambam says clearly, if you don't come by night, you come by day. Why is the Chofetz Chaim got a Suffolk? Okay. We'll come back to it soon. There is another important machlokes rishonim in b'negiyas Tzvirat Omer, very important machlokes rishonim. If somebody, the mitzvah is to count 49 days between Pesach and Shavuos, and if somebody forgot one of the days, he counted from 1 to 6, and number 7 he forgot the night, he forgot the day, he didn't count, whether he can carry on counting after that. The famous machlokes rishonim. Rabbi Shonim Shetestosus, the Rosh, is that it's 49 separate mitzvahs, and if you forgot one mitzvah, what's over fellow? So you lost one mitzvah. At the end of the day, you can carry on counting. You'll only get 48 out of 49 mitzvahs, but there's no reason why if you miss out one day, you shouldn't be able to carry on. That's the mitzvah of most Rishonim, just as mitzvahs Abba Minim on 7 days of Sukkot. If you didn't say Tulub on the third day, you don't say you can't carry on. Shek, no, if you miss out one of the mitzvahs, you've got the other mitzvahs. So majority of Rishonim hold that just because if you miss out one of the days of counting, doesn't matter. However, there are some Rishonim, Tosfos quotes, who hold a no. If you miss out one day, you cannot carry on counting after that. And Lahalocha, we pass him again. We're chayish to both Rishonim. In Sitches, the Mechaber Pasuk, in Shochach Levorach Lech Mayomim, if one of the days he forgot, whether it's the first day, whether it's one of the other days, he carries on after that, but without your bracha. Again, he carries on after that, because most Rishonim say that it doesn't matter. You've lost one mitzvah, but you'll get 48 out of 49 mitzvahs. You carry on. You don't make a bracha, because maybe the halachas that those Rishonim will say that if you miss out one day... What's the idea behind those Rishonim who say that if you miss out one day, you've lost the other mitzvah? Is Kipshuto, the pashtus of those Rishonim are that they learn that it's one mitzvah, it's not 49 separate mitzvahs. If it's 49 separate mitzvahs, if you lost one mitzvah, you can have 48 other mitzvahs. But they held no, they held there was one big mitzvah of Tzvus and then made up of 49 components. In order to be able to with a single mitzvah of Tzvus Omer, it's got 49 components to it. And if somebody misses out one of the components, he hasn't done a mitzvah properly. If somebody takes 3 minim, he's meant to take 4 minim on Sukkot, and he only takes 3 minim, it's nothing. The whole mitzvah is Abba Minim. So they held that the mitzvah Tzvus Omer is not separate mitzvahs, it's one big mitzvah, and if somebody counted from 1 to 6 and he forgot 7, that's it, he's lost his mitzvah, because he'll never be able to be mekayem the mitzvah completely, and therefore he cannot carry on. That is a posture pshat in those Rishonim. They hold this one single mitzvah. And on that, the other Rishonim asks, Tema Gedolah, the Rosh says Tema Gedolah. He says, the fact that we make a bracha every single night, that's clear cut, that it's a separate mitzvah. We make a bracha every night. The other Rishonim disagree, and they say that, no question about it, it's separate mitzvahs, and if you forget one of the mitzvahs, there's no reason why you should lose out. The Lechode is another pshat. We could suggest another pshat in those Rishonim who say that if you miss out one day, you've lost the mitzvah. There's no question about it. Everybody agrees it's 49 separate mitzvahs. The biggest raya is, and the biggest proof is, we make a separate bracha. And if you make a separate bracha, you have 49 mitzvahs. The shaila is, those Rishonim who say that if you miss out one day, you cannot carry on, is because the yesod of Tzvir Sa'oimah, the concept of the mitzvah, is counting. It's not just saying to the date, what date it is today. The Torah says, "Osfaltem lochem imochos haShabbos." You have to count the 49 days from Pesach to Shavuos. Those who say in hell that if you count from 1 to 6, but you've forgotten, you didn't count number 7, you cannot carry on after that, because how can you say it's my eighth counting when you haven't counted the seventh counting? About that, everybody agrees that it's a separate mitzvah. No question about it, it's a separate mitzvah. But those who say him hold that if you haven't counted one of the numbers, it's not shaykh poshut to carry it after that. Abba Minim is a separate mitzvah. Each day to count Abba Minim, and each day is not dependent on the previous day. Whereas, the lost is Hayyamim to say what the date is, but the poshut says, Osfaltem Lochem, counting doesn't say call the day. You have to count the 49 days. If those who say him hold that the principle of counting is, that it's my sixth counting, my seventh counting, my eighth counting. You can't say I'm counting if you miss out a number. How can you say after that I'm counting? Absolutely. There's no mitzvah anymore. It's just it's machlokes Rishonim. Some trying to say a snapshot. Therefore, we count without the bracha. But the yesod of those Rishonim is not that it's one big mitzvah and you miss a component and not the whole mitzvah. Abada, each day is a separate mitzvah. Now, the problem is that if you stop counting in the middle, you cannot count on Abba. A very posh enough to mina halacha and ma'aser between the two pshatim in those Rishonim. As the halacha we're chayish for those Rishonim. If somebody misses out a day, he cannot carry off that with a bracha. Is it because if he misses out a day, he's lost his whole mitzvah, it's one mitzvah, or is it because he cannot carry on counting on Abba? A very posh enough to mina is whether you say the mafreh what he's counted till then, so to say, the bracha levatola. If you say it's one big mitzvah and you've lost that one component, you haven't got the mitzvah, so not only is it a problem, you can't learn habo from now on, you can't carry the bracha, but you just haven't got your mitzvah. And the truth is, when you count until then, it's just a problem. So you, that year, that, forget it this year. This year, you've lost your mitzvah. Your mitzvah is made up of 49 parts. You've lost the part. You can't get a mitzvah that year. And what you count until then, the last 6 days, so to say, at the time you thought you'd be okay, you were allowed to make the bracha. But then it was clear, the bracha of Atola. The way we're learning Pshat in those Rishonim is that Mikalu Lahabo, each day is a separate mitzvah. And what you did that from day one to day six is fine. Day seven you missed out. The reason why you can't carry on is because Mikalu Lahabo, for the next few mitzvahs, you will can't do. The many Pashtun, present day Pashtun, have got an interesting Shaila. Somebody who knows, when he starts Svirus Oimer, he plans to be able to come from Mentor Shavuos. But he knows, unfortunately, the Moshel they give, the Shaila they give, is somebody who has to go through an operation in the middle of the Yemei Svirah. And because of the operation, he will not be able to count for 24 hours. He knows today, on the night of the second day of Pesach, he wants to start three, but he knows that in 3 weeks' time, he's booked in for an appointment for an operation, he's going to be out of action for 24 hours. And on the sphere of day 7, day 15, day whatever it is, he will not be able to count for the whole 24-hour period. One particular day, he will not be able to carry on. Do we say, therefore, he mustn't even start with a bracha? Because there are restraints, we pass them like that, if somebody misses out a day, he's lost a mitzvah, so he can't count after that with a bracha. And l'chore, it depends on the two pshatim and those restraints. If the pshat is this one big mitzvah, and if you miss out a day, you haven't got the mitzvah, and not only mikamu l'habon, you haven't got the mitzvah, l'machfer as well, what you did was a bracha l'vatana, you haven't got that mitzvah that year. Somebody who knows that he won't be able to do the mitzvah properly, then he must even start with the bracha. Because he knows the chatchila that year he will, according to those who shown him, he won't be able to get the mitzvah with chai for those who shown him, therefore he must even start with the bracha. However, if we say that shatting those who shown him are that each day is a separate mitzvah, the problem is you're going to miss out a day in 3 weeks' time means that you won't be able to subsequently carry on. But the Vaila from 1 to day 15, you can count. Day 15, unfortunately, you won't be able to count. So after that, you'll miss the mitzvah. But the Vaila 1 to 15, you can count with the bracha, absolutely no problem. There seems to be l'chol like Mishabur one way, but the truth is arrives the other way. The Mishabur at the beginning of Top Pei Test discusses the women counting Svirus Omer. And we know Svirus Omer is a mitzvah station as Mangoma. There is a Ramban who says the mitzvah station there is Mangoma, but the simple shot is Svirus Omer is Mangoma. It's a fixed time. Women are possible mitzvahs. Yet the Mogen Avraham says, "Kvashav yalai yuchayva." The women have accepted on themselves to count sviya. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, he says, nevertheless, although women have accepted themselves the mitzvah, they should not make a bracha. Women shouldn't make a bracha when they count sviya. He quotes it from a sefer. As far as I know, it's the only place. Sefer Shulchan Shlomo. It's the only place he quotes his sefer. I looked up the sefer. We'll see in a minute. Because of the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, the Al-Koponim Lo-Yavonchu, although women have accepted themselves to count, they shouldn't make a bracha. The Habavadai Yitru B'Yom Echad. Women are guaranteed they're going to make a mistake one day. They're going to miss out. The Habavadai Yitru B'Yom Echad. We can be sure from the second day of Pesach, between now and Shavuos, they're going to make a mistake on one day. And therefore, they shouldn't make the bracha. What do you mean they're going to make a mistake? They're going to leave out a day. And therefore, they shouldn't start with a bracha. 11. What's in the second? The pastor's trapped in the Mishnah. Hold on,
maybe
they'll
get the wrong
thing.
That's it.
That's
the wrong
okay.
Before, and
therefore
that day they'll
have a okay, before. I'm saying, okay. You could say that, but the Arachim learned, I think if you look at the Mishnah, it means they're going to skip out a day. They're going to skip out a day, and therefore they shouldn't make a bracha. So what do you see here? You see that those who show them, if you miss out today, you have a problem, is a problem, therefore you shouldn't start with a bracha. The idea being that those who show them, if you miss out today, is a problem, is because you won't be able to miss at all that year. And even the brachas you made till then, so it'll be a bracha of Atalah. And therefore women, the chatchila, shouldn't make a bracha. That's a possible pshat in the Mishnah Berurah, that the idea behind those Yishonim, if you miss out today, means you've lost out the whole mitzvah, and that's why women shouldn't start with a bracha, because even when they count till the day they miss out, there's also a bracha l'vatala, they shouldn't start. You see, the simple pshat is that it's one mitzvah, and somebody who knows he's going to make a mistake on the day mustn't start with a bracha. And when again, the shayla in the poskim, somebody knows he's going to have an operation, mustn't start with a bracha. However, if one looks at the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, which I looked up, he says, the Habavada Yitri Yomechad, I may even have the loss with me, yeah, I've got a lesson. V'nei li dal kol ponim lo yevorchu, do bevada yitzu v'yei mechot. V'loyoydin hadin. He adds on, they'll make a mistake on one day. V'loyoydin hadin. The women will make a mistake and they won't know the halacha. What do you mean v'loyoydin hadin? If the problem is that they're going to make a mistake and they leave out today, and they've lost the mitzvah and all the brachos like the brachos of Akonos, why does the Shulchan Shlomo add on the three words v'loyoydin hadin? The problem is, that when they miss out a day, that's not a reason they shouldn't start. The Vayleh Avadah Shulchan Shlomo, the problem is, we also agree that every single day is a separate mitzvah. And if they're going to miss out a day in 3 weeks' time, we have no problem. The Vayleh they can count. The problem when they miss out a day is that after that, they cannot count anymore, and the halach is, after that you can't count to the bracha. The problem is, lo yodin adin, women won't realize if they miss out a day, they mustn't carry on without a bracha. And they'll carry on with a bracha. That's the problem. That's the reason why. And therefore we tell Muslims, just don't make a bracha full stop. Don't get involved in brachas, because we're scared if they start making brachas, they'll definitely skip out a day, and they're liable after that to carry on with a bracha as well. And that's where the Torah is. The Torah is that they carry on with a bracha. But there's no question about it. What they did till then was never bracha. But so the fact that they made the bracha till then, and then they missed out, that the Shulchan Shlomo and the Mishabura are worried about. There's no question about it. That even though everybody agrees it's 49 separate mitzvahs, and every bracha you make is good, and there's no problem. And even if they miss out a day in 3 weeks' time, what they made at the time was 21 good mitzvahs. There's no question about it. The reason why they can't count after that is because if you miss out a day, possibly you can, it's missing the concept of sphere after that. And Mikanu Lavo, they can't make a bracha. And that's a problem with Noshim. Having said that the Yisoid, it's 49 separate mitzvahs. And the only reason why you can't carry on after that is because if you miss out one number, you cannot carry on counting after that. I'd like to suggest a chiddush, which may not be la halacha, but in the Rishonim we see such a concept. If somebody, for instance, didn't count number 10, he didn't count day number 10, we're saying he cannot count after that because you can't count 11, 12, and 13 when you didn't count them. I'd like to suggest a chiddush in Rishonim that if somebody did count 10, he did count 10, but he wasn't late to the mitzvah. For instance, we hold mitzvah shichas kavonah, and a person counted 10 without kavonah's mitzvah. So he hasn't been late to the mitzvah of 10. But possibly everybody will agree you can carry on counting after that. As long as you've counted 10, you can count after that. Because the whole reason why, if you miss out a number, you cannot carry on, is not because it's one big mitzvah, you need the whole mitzvah. Each day is a separate mitzvah. It's only if you haven't counted 10, you cannot carry on counting after that. But possibly as long as you've counted 10, even if you haven't got the Sechan mitzvah of 10, you've counted 10. I've said, yom asor yomim lo'omer. If I've counted today, the 10th day of the Omer, there's no reason why I cannot carry on being yotze all the other mitzvahs after that.
You said he didn't have kavona, but I say when he counts, that's what he used to.
Okay. According to my mom, Mrs. Shrikas Kavona, you need positive Kavona. And if a person says, I am not Mechavon Hashem
Mitzvah. Why is he counting?
I'm talking about somebody who's positively Mechavon Hashem Mitzvah. I'll give you other Mishonim.
That's
clear. The Gemara is clearly that. The man of Mrs. Shrikas Kavona. You must have positive kavona, and some you have no positive kavona will not be yet to the mitzvah. I'm talking about a scenario where a person doesn't want to be yet to the mitzvah. Somebody asked him what a date is, and he wasn't mechavan Hashem mitzvah. He's not fulfilling
the mitzvah, he's missing a date.
But the yesod is, if you learn it's one big mitzvah, you need the whole mitzvah, but he can't carry on, he hasn't got the mitzvah. But if it's 49 separate mitzvahs, I bet he won't get the mitzvah of that 10. Oh, the only reason why you can't count after that is because you can't count 11 if you haven't counted 10. Possibly, as long as you've counted 10, you don't need the Sechan Mitzvah in order to carry on. You don't need the Sechan Mitzvah, you don't need the Sechan Mitzvah. Okay, that's the muscle of Kabbalah Shem Mitzvah. I have two Rishonim who seem to say it clearly. The Be'alocha, later on, interesting Be'alocha, it's Kepasim Halocha, people don't realize that if if you miss out a day, you miss out day number 10, Be'alocha is you cannot carry on after that with a bracha, as we said. You should carry on counting, but you cannot make a bracha because some Rishonim say if you miss out a day, you have a problem. The Be'alocha brings the Ritz Geyes. The Ritzkeya said, you're right, that if you miss out today, you have a problem. You can't carry on after that. But you can be mashlim it. What you can do is, if you miss out day 10, after that you can't carry on with the bracha. But what you can do is, on day 11, you can say, yesterday was the 10th day of the Omer, and then today is the 11th day of the Omer. If you skip out the 10th day of the Omer on the 10th day, you can do tashlim on the 11th day, you can make out that day you missed out, and you say, esmol hoya kach v'kach, and hayem achad v'shul Omer. And according to this case, you've got everything's fine, you can carry with the bracha. We don't hold the Shit case, but the Mishnah of Dat say that in order to be used to the Shit of this case, that's what one should do. If one misses a day, one should say, Esmol Hoya Kach V'Kach, and then carry on. Now, when the person says, Esmol Hoya Kach V'Kach, according to the Shit case, and you're making up yesterday, there's no question about it, and I'll prove it to you in a second, that you're not Yeter yesterday's mitzvah. Yesterday's mitzvah, you've lost out. What's my proof? My biggest proof is the Chinuch, the Sefer Chinuch, quotes this Ritzkeis. And he quotes this Ritzkeis and he says, Misha Shochach Yom Echod, somebody who's forgotten a day, Yomar Emesh Hoyakach, he should say yesterday was such and such, Beloy Brocha, Umayne Ha'achim Im Kol Yitzor. Somebody who's missed our number 10 says the Chinuch in the name of the Ritzkeis, he should say, on the 11th night, he should say yesterday was 10. He can't say with a bracha, he'll say without a bracha. Then he can carry on with a bracha. The Sefer Chinuch says in the name of the Ritzkeis, he can't say without a bracha. Why is that? Because there's no question about it. When a person says yesterday, hayakach v'kach, he's not yetzei yesterday's mitzvah. You can't be yesterday's mitzvah. Yesterday's mitzvah has to be done on the day. Mitzvah the mitzvah. The church says tmimus, you have to count on the day. You can't say yesterday and be yetzei yesterday's mitzvah. That says the Ritzkeis. If you say yesterday is kach v'kach, at least you've counted. You haven't got a Shavuos mitzvah. You haven't been yet to put that mitzvah. At the end on Shavuos, you only gave it to be yet to 48 out of 49 mitzvahs. But the reason why you can't carry on normally is because if you haven't counted 10, you can't count 11. At least you can count so far as chiddush on the Ritzkeis. It is a chiddush, but at least you can say that I've counted 10. That mikanu l'adai can now count. That's what you see in the Ritzkeis. Unbelievable chiddush of the Ritzkeis that you see this concept. That you can make up yesterday's Svira and you won't be yet to the mitzvah, but it's enough to count with a bracha because it's not one big mitzvah. It's 49 separate mitzvahs. And the problem when you miss out is if you haven't counted one day, you can't count after that. So you escape. If you do count, even if you haven't got the mitzvah of counting, you can count with a bracha. That's the escape. You said you can count even yesterday. Our Rishonim disagree. You can't talk about yesterday's Svira. However, there is a such a thing. If you count on the actual day, even if you're not yet to the mitzvah, then you can zicha count with a bracha. The makor for that is a moscha in Megillah. The moscha says in Masechtas Megillah, the Mishnah Megillah says that ketzira sa'ime has to be done by night. And if ketzira sa'ime has to be done by night, then svira sa'ime has to be done by night. Says the moscha, an incredible chiddush. He says if ketzira sa'ime is done by night, svira sa'ime has to be done by night. Therefore says the moscha, if somebody didn't come by night, he should come the next day, but without a bracha. Because you can't be yet to Sviras Oimer. Since Ketzirah Oimer is by night, Sviras Oimer is by night. If Sviras Oimer is by night, somebody didn't come by night, should come the next day without a bracha. He can't make a bracha. He can't be yet to the mitzvah by day. What's the mocha mean, therefore he should count without a bracha? If you can't do Sviras Oimer, there's no point in counting either. What do you mean you should count, but without a bracha? If Ketzirah is by night, Svirah is by night. If Svirah is by night, there's no point in counting by day. What does the Moshe mean that if somebody doesn't count by night, he should count the next day, but without a bracha? There's no point in counting. The answer is that the Moshe learns that the reason why you should still count by day, not to be yet to the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Svirah Sa'ime is only by night. Tzmimus ain't Tzmimus on a balayno. Ketzirah Sa'ime is by night. Svirah must be done by night to be yet to the mitzvah. But if somebody didn't count by night, he should still count by day, not to be yet to the mitzvah. But just in order to say that Al Koponim are still counted, he won't have the Sviras on Mitzvah. He won't have got the Sviras on Mitzvah. But he should still count. That's what the Mokhi means. The Mokhi means that if a person doesn't count by night, he should count by day, then he can say, I've counted at least. I won't get the Mitzvah. But because the Mokhi held that if you miss out the number completely, you won't be able to count. Not because it's one Mitzvah. It's 49 separate Mitzvahs. The problem is if you miss out one day, you won't be able to carry on because if you haven't counted 10, you can't count 11. Says the Mokhi, Sviras Yom, you can't be yet to the mitzvah. But you're still standing in those 24 hours of that day. It's still the 10th day of the Omer. The mitzvah can only be done by night. But the counting, to say that I counted, can be done during that 24-hour period. In this case, you can even do the next day. We all do, you can't do the next day. But I'll go upon him within that day, you can still count, not to be yet to the mitzvah, but in order you can't skip out the next day. If are we okay there? Yes.
Well,
you have
somebody else.
That's a
because here
you're counting. I only voted as a mosque. You're right.
But if somebody else is asking what's the day or something,
that's not full counting. It's got to be a mic. You mean to count. Just you want to count. Yeah. Just where it's told, absolutely.
So you need to count.
You're right. I only voted as a mosque, but you're right. Kavanah Shem is probably long words. But you see this concept in the Ritzkeis and the Mosque that as long as you've counted, either with Tashlumin or by Yoin, and you mean to count, then it's good enough you can count after that. What? Yeah, absolutely. If that's the case, we can say Pshat and the Sha'atzin, where the Sha'atzin discusses this. There are Rishonim who say you can count by day even to the eighth of the mitzvah. Remember, Tosfos brings Rishonim who say that you can count by day and make a bracha. Can you make a bracha? The Sha'atzin says, who are those Rishonim? And he starts going into the Rambam. Is it the Rambam or not? And he says, I'll bring you out from the Rambam. The Rambam says, Ketzias by Yom, so you can count by day. And he goes backwards and forwards. Does the Rambam hold you can count by day or not? And I asked at the beginning, why didn't you bring a right from the first Rambam? The Rambam says, if you forgot to count by night, you should still count by day. The Rambam says clearly that you should count by day. L'choy, what do you mean the Rambam to count by day? And make a bracha and be to the mitzvah. But the way we're learning, it could be the Chofetz Chaim didn't want to bring a right from the Rambam. Maybe when the Rambam says Shochach Lisper Balayla Yisper B'Yoyim, doesn't mean to be Yesh the Mitzvah. The Chofetz Chaim said maybe the Rambam holds that those who say him, that if you miss out a day, you've got a problem. Not because it's one big mitzvah, it's separate mitzvahs, but if you miss out, you can't carry on after that. If you don't say 10, you can't carry on after that. And now the Rambam says if you didn't count by night, count by day, in order that he can carry on after that. Shochach Lisper Balayla, he should be Sefer B'Yoyim, in order that our Koponim, if it's considered a good counting, they can count after that. That's why the Chofetz Chaim wasn't 100% convinced, and this Rambam, it says you can actually make a bracha, that you can be Yetzer B'Yoyim. Maybe the whole point of counting is only in order you can count after that. Says the Chofetz Chaim, but I will bring you a raya, that the Rambam holds you can be Yetzer the Mitzvah, and he starts going to the Sugya of Ketzir B'Yoyim. And then after Minna will be Poshut. Even for us who never make a bracha B'Yoyim, and we carry on, is if somebody forgot completely day 10 for argument's sake, night and day. Night and he's forgotten day 10. He gets to day 15 and he forgot night and he wants to count by day. If he's only counting in order to be able to carry on, there's no point now because he can't count anyway. He missed out day 10. The Oshayla is, can you be Yetzer Sefirah B'Yoyim? And that's the topic in the 17. Does the Rambam hold that you can be Yetzer Sefirah B'Yoyim, will never make a bracha? But I'll call upon him, there's a point in making, because you're using the mitzvah not simply to carry on. This guy can't carry on anyway, because he's missed out 10. But maybe the other, we should still come by Yom, not in order to carry on, but I'll call upon him, because some Rishon holds Sfir by Yom is a kosher Sfir. That the Sha'atim was going to watch the Sfir Rambam. He couldn't bring a right from Malach Chabtali, he brought the right from earlier on. Yes.